The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
It's Friday, dude.
Yeah, dude. Friday, dude.
Good morning, everybody. 7:12, Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
Body.
It is Friday, man. Feels good,
it's the Friday before daylight saving time, too, as well. So Sunday. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. But right now, folks, We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it, pump it, yeah! Daylight savings time is Sunday. You got to spring forward. Don't forget to... 1 hour, okay?
Bring forward, yeah.
So we're losing an hour of sleep, but it's worth
fine.
It. It's fine. It's fine. It really
it's
is.
Because we get an extra hour of daylight, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
And Hunter, hold on to your nips, because later on in the show, I got some big news for you that I think is going to arouse and excite you in many ways. But
I'm gripping the nips. I'm ready.
Just grip them nips, buddy. Just make sure you set your clocks forward. This is the last reminder you're going to get. I don't want you to be a Monday like, oh, God, I forgot to change my clock. That'll probably be me, actually.
I mean come on.
Yeah.
We all have cell phones now, guys. You know,
don't blow it.
Figure it out. It does it by itself. Yeah. If you still have a clock, you're winding up to figure out what time it is.
Yeah, you effing moron. I still have an alarm clock. It goes.
Do you really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because my phone doesn't wake me up. I ignore my phone. I'm so used to it. So, but I have an alarm clock that goes.
Come on. You don't need that. You don't need that's old school.
Oh, Kiki hates it. Oh, she hates it.
Oh, the neighborhood hates it. That thing's so loud.
Anyway, set your clocks forward. We've really used this past year as an opportunity to get in touch with ourselves. Wait, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. We've really used this past year to touch ourselves.
So,
according to a new survey, one of the main ways we've spent all the extra time at home this past year is by just getting it on with ourselves. Just doing the old bean flick, you polishing the pewter, if you will.
Rub one out, huh?
Yeah. Three out of 10 people are doing it more than once a day, and the average single person says they've done it 3 times a day over the past year. People say they're fondling.
Polish the pewter.
Jonah does that for me. Half the people say they're self-fondling more frequently than ever before, which is a lot, man. I mean, people were doing a lot before, but now it's like those numbers are a little high, in my opinion.
It's what happens if you shut everything down and make people stay in their basement for, hours on end.
Just scrolling the internet, porn site.
You're going to discover some things about yourself.
The survey also found that 59% of people have no plans to stop their new higher frequency once everything opens up again. And 1 in 10 people say they actually like getting it on with themselves more than with other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's because you know what you want, you know?
Have you noticed your jerk time has gone up, Hunter?
Extending? Oh, immensely, dude. Yeah. Actually, we need to wrap this break up because I need to go. I need to.
We've spent too much time already. I'm cutting into your whacking at time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry to interrupt, Hunter. Look, I'm all for it. It's good. It's good for clearing your head sometimes.
Here's the thing. If it's not affecting your work, that's fine. But if you got a problem and you can't go to work and you can't focus on your work because you're working from home, what are you doing over there? You need to focus. You're at work. You can't do it at work. Jeez, dude.
Wait, what? What was going on? Were you talking? Were you talking? I lost my...
Pat Moody in there?
Yeah, I saw his mustache. It got me all worked up, so I had to... I had to crank down real quick. Look, just put the lotion down every once in a while. Put the tissues away. Play a board game, and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Lastly,
You're going blind, for God's sake.
My palms are so hairy. Lastly, Jeep's finally unveiled their 70s throwback Grand Wagoneer. You remember those? They had the big wood paneling. Here's the worst part, though, Hunter. Oh, yeah. They didn't put the wood paneling. That was the best part of the Wagoneer, man.
Ah, they held on the wood paneling, huh? The wood paneling.
You know what? I don't like this because, look, the Wagoneer is one of those vehicles that if I won the lottery, I'd probably buy like a fixed up Wagoneer, the old style one, because they are so badass.
Is that what they hit Harry Henderson
with? That's what John Lithgow hit Sasquatch Harry. With. Yeah, that's what he hit Harry with. That's exactly it. A Jeep Wagoneer. Just know you could smoke Bigfoot with that thing and be fine.
It was always the wood paneling and then like green. My God, dude, the color choices back in the day.
Somebody
had to look at that and was like, yeah.
Hunter, what do you think? Well, and here's the thing. This has got all the glitz and glamour. It's just basically a new SUV. What do you think this new Jeep Grand Wagoneer costs?
Oh, boy.
Fully loaded.
65 G's.
65 G's, you're almost halfway, or you're over a little over half. $111,000.
Come on.
Yeah. You know what? I love Jeeps.
Why?
F-U Jeep. Jeep has taken advantage of all of these rich housewives and spoiled kids, and they've jacked the price up on all of their vehicles. It's nuts. Dude, it's absolutely nuts. There's no reason an SUV should be $111,000.
Why do you think we built one? Because we couldn't buy one because they're so expensive.
And unless it comes with Sasquatch driving it as my driver, I'm not paying $111,000 for it.
Sasquatch, take me to the library.
Yeah, please, Sam Squatch, take me to the ball. I don't know. Anyway, all right. So there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.